For weeks, Edwin Snow has presided over a small minority of lawmakers. His opponents, who have been meeting separately in the suburbs of the capital, Monrovia, voted last month to impeach Snow. The country's Supreme Court overturned that decision 2 weeks ago and ordered the two groups of lawmakers to reunite. But spokesman James Jensen says Snow felt there was no way he could continue in his job.
He stated reason that the House of Representatives announced you that they have no confidence in him and he has no confidence in them.
Snow allies say he will decide in the next day or two whether he will resign from the House entirely. Many in the legislature voted to remove Snow from office for allegedly undermining Liberian diplomacy by meeting with Taiwanese officials last year. Liberia recognizes the Chinese government in Beijing, which claims self-ruled Taiwan is part of its own territory. Snow accused legislators supporting his ouster of accepting bribes. The former speaker is an opponent of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Several weeks ago, Ms. Sirleaf made her annual speech setting out her agenda for the year before the group of lawmakers boycotting Snow. Observers say divisions within the House of Representatives have brought legislative work to a halt. Prince Collins is a journalist based in Monrovia.
There is a serious crisis, and it is indeed deepening by the day, because at current there are so many bills, so many laws that need to be passed. And in some 90 days, the lawmakers will elect a new speaker. But this will indeed take some time.
Liberia is trying to rebuild itself with a new constitution after a devastating 14-year civil war. Snow was an ally of former Liberian leader Charles Taylor, who is awaiting trial for war crimes in The Hague. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。